welcome to another episode of the Bikepacking Podcast. My name is Mike Rain and I'm the host for this show. I hope you enjoyed the last episode where we managed to interview YouTuber Alan Boardman. Unfortunately, I'm going away for a little bit now, so it might be tricky to do some interviews. But if I meet anybody on the journey, then I will be sure to interview them for you if I can. I'd like to think you're wondering where I'm going. Well, I'm about to start on my own version of Land's End John O'Groats. It's a very special version of Land's End John O'Groats because I'm not intending to go to either Land's End or John O'Groats. What I'll be doing is trying to work a route from the Lizard Peninsula, the southernmost point in the British Isles, rather than Land's End, which is neither the southernmost nor the westernmost, up to Cape Wrath. Now, you might argue Cape Wrath isn't the furthest north or the furthest west either, and you'd be fair to argue that. But everybody goes to John O'Groats. It's a bit of a tourist spot. Not interested. Dernet Head, yeah, could go there, but it requires a bit of road riding. Why not go to Cape Wrath, which has a magical ambience for bikepackers. If you get to Cape Wrath, you can join the Cape Wrath Bikepacking, Cape Wrath Fellowship, it is. And you can only get there on bike or foot. So seems to me that a Lizard to Cape Wrath was the way to go. The further complication is I'm actually going to start in Snowdonia where I live, Erie. And I'm going to start today, but as I'm sitting looking out the window, it's absolutely chucking it down. It's the 9th of April, 2023, and it is wet. Not only that, it's been wet all winter, right across the UK. I know even in the sort of drier parts, south and east, they've had a shockingly wet winter. There are farmers that can't plant crops, there are fields flooded, and we're in a bit of a state, really, which is all the more bizarre, given the dry years we've had. I'm not sure off the top of my head without looking at the facts, but it feels to me as though we've had at least four, if not five, dry years preceding this particularly wet spell. So it is going to make it harder. It is going to make the trails wet and muddy. But, you know, that's the way it is, isn't it? You've got to take that chance when you're bikepacking in the UK, I'm afraid. Sometimes it's dry as a bone. Sometimes it feels a bit like a flood. But I've delayed my start this morning. The forecast is for it to stop at midday. There'll be a tailwind, which is good. So I'm just going to go for it. Right, how am I going to do it? What's the route? You're probably interested in the route. So started in Snowdonia, I'm going to head east. Using tracks I know, one or two little bits I don't know, one or two little variations to over towards the Llandegla Mountain Bike Park. I did have a plan to get there, but obviously the weather's just messing me about a bit. So there'll be a stealth camp somewhere on the way as far as I can go. But honestly, the forecast is good for this afternoon. So if the sun comes out, I'll dry out and I'll be able to camp wherever I want, which is fantastic. Then, all being well, if I do make decent ground today, I'll drop onto the Cheshire Plain tomorrow and use cycle tracks around Chester to get to Runcorn Warrington, where I'm intending to pick up the Transpennine Trail. Transpennine Trail will take me off-road across to the Pennines, and in the Pennines I'll turn left and follow the Great North Trail. So it's, you know, it's as off-road as you can get this route. I'll follow the Great North Trail, which follows the Pennine Bridleway, all the way up through the Dales, up to Northumberland. My idea, my plan is to follow that pretty much as is to Edinburgh. I might drop onto one or two of the mountain bike tracks on the way. We'll just see how we feel, how the weather is. But we're not going to avoid the fun bits because I'll be on a mountain bike with front suspension. So looking forward to that. From Edinburgh, I've done the Great North Trail up through the middle there. I did that year before last when I was in the Island 550. I've done most of that and Turris Moor Trail there. So what I'm going to do is follow the Pictish Trail. So I go a little bit east of Scotland, an area that I do not know at all. East Scotland, East Cairngorm, And then that curves back round into Inverness, where I'll I'll keep following it, and then I'll pick up the Anturus Moor and head up on to towards Cape Wrath. Exact detail is up for grabs, but as ever, I'll be as off-road as I possibly can. Hey, that's plan A. That's part one. If I can get from Trevor to Cape Wrath, we're in business. I've got plenty of time. I've got a 25-day plan, which is now a 24-and-a-half-day plan. So I'm sitting here watching the rain. And if I can just pinch a few kilometres on that plan every day, then I should be in good order. But I wanted a generous plan. I didn't want to be too ambitious. Commute is really good at splitting routes into daily sections, and that's helped me. You can adjust the number of days you want it to split the plan into. That's what I came up with, 25. So the daily distances are relatively reasonable, of 50-60k, and they are talking about just under 5 hours cycling a day. The hesitation comes from the fact that Commute thinks I'll be travelling between 10 and 15 kilometres an hour. Well, obviously I will be when I'm on some of the lanes and some of the disused railway tracks, those sort of things. But a lot of the time, I won't be going that fast. You know, certainly in Wales, 6-7 kilometres an hour seems to be as much as I can achieve. But we'll see what the terrain is. That's why we've got a fairly generous 25-day plan. As I say, 24 and a half as I'm sitting looking out the window recording this. What I want to do then, ideally, is cycle back. I've got another 20-day plan for cycling back, and that's where I'll reverse the Anturus Moor down to Glasgow. That's relatively straightforward, 5-6 day route. Shouldn't be too difficult to do that. Again, weather permitting, but I'll come to that sort of thing. I know the way. It's good tracks. I should be able to get back to Glasgow. And getting back to Glasgow will be fairly key for trains. So if I decide in Glasgow I just want to get a train home, it's relatively easy to get the train from Glasgow to Warrington, and then I can cycle back home from Warrington in a couple of days, even 3 days if I need to. But I should be able to do that in 2 days. So that's sort of plan B, if you like. Plan A is to reverse most of the Second City Divide, but not all of it. The Second City Divide uses some quite main roads in the southern uplands in a couple of places, which I do not want to do. I avoid the roads, particularly the main roads, and I've seen one or two videos of the Second City Divide. It just looks purgatory, that bit. So I've planned another route behind Moffat through the forest there. Probably still pretty dull through the forest, but you never know. We might see a golden eagle, and at least I'll be off-road, and it'll be interesting. Yeah, that's fine. That's good. So I'll do that. When I get to the Pennines, I'm going to stay just on the west of the Pennines. I want to visit Geltsdale, which is a rewilding project. So rather than go down the Alston side and cross over again, I'll have done that on the way up. I'd like to visit Geltsdale and come down that west side. And from there, I'll pick up the Vince Major Land's End John O'Groats route. I don't know if you've seen that book, Land's End John O'Groats by Vince Major from MTUK Epics. That's a really good looking route. I was going to follow that route initially, but it just seemed easier, to be honest, just to go across to the Pennines. I wanted to do the Pennine Bridleway and the Great North Trail anyway. But what Vince has done is planned an interesting route a little bit west of that main line. It comes over the Howgills, which is good, the Forest of Bowland, and then it uses cycleways and canals, towpaths and little lanes to come through Lancashire from Preston down to Liverpool, over to the Wirral, and then I'm on the North Wales coast in pretty no time to zip home. So my plan A is to go to Cape Wrath and back. My plan B is to go to Cape Wrath to Glasgow, Glasgow to Warrington on the train, Warrington home. Plan C is to get nearest station wherever I am and get a train home, however long it takes. So, you know, it's easy because I'm on my own. I can go as fast as I want, as slow as I want. I can stop when I want, and I'll see what happens. But there we go. 6-7 week plan. Fingers crossed. I'll do as much as I can. So what could go wrong? There are three main variables. The first one is me. I'm 63. I'm not particularly fit. I'm hoping to get fit on the way. But I've got no injuries. Nothing's not working. I will get a sore back when I'm lying on my side in the tent cooking. I will get tired. But yeah, I just hope my health stays up and I don't get injured. So I'm one variable. The bike's another variable. Now, I've done everything I possibly can to reduce the possibility of breakdowns. So we've got the pinion gearbox, which has been serviced. We've got new cables. I've got really good Maxxis Recon tyres. I've topped up the sealant in them, so they're looking in good order. I put new brake pads on the front. I've got a spare pair with me to go on the back. I'm not sure what else I can do on that bike to minimise mechanicals. But again, I've got breakdown recovery. I've got the ETA breakdown recovery. They'll come and pick me up from a road that I can get to. There's bike shops on the way. So hopefully, we can cope with mechanicals. And the other one is the weather. I mean, as I said at the intro, it's bloody awful at the moment. It's really wet. The ground's really wet. And I just don't know what the weather's going to throw at us. I just don't know. There will be sun, there will be snow, there will be wind, there will be rain. I just hope I can cope with it. I think I've got the kit to cope with it. Yeah, that's all I can say. I'm just going to have to take as it comes, the weather, I'm afraid. Right, so if that works, that means I'll have been from Snowdonia to Cape Wrath. And I might have even come back, which is further than going from Lizard to Cape Wrath. And the actual mileage is pretty irrelevant, really. But it's over 1,000 miles. We'll have a look at the Lizard section afterwards. I'm not going to make any great plans or great statements now. I guess in an ideal world, I'd cycle from here to Lizard and back. But anyway, that's less interesting for me. I might see if I can get to the Lizard and get back, but I say that's a way off. Right now, I think the rain's easing. I think the wind's easing. I'm not sure. I think it's time to go and get ready to go. Just one other thing I wanted to talk about before I set off was food. I don't know about you, but I really get sick of the freeze-dried food. And what I've been doing is making my own, but I must admit I've got a bit bored with that as well. So I'm going to try and do some different things on this one. I've got a little titanium frying pan from Alpkit, and I've got myself a wooden spoon. I've got a pot of butter. I've got a pot of butter and jam, actually, because instead of energy bars, I want to just buy things like hot cross buns and have them with butter and jam. And I just think they're nicer than energy bars. And the other thing I'm going to do is use this frying pan and fry an onion, fry some mince, fry a burger, fry halloumi, maybe even warm up some canned meals. Just do some things different in terms of the food thing. So I'll keep you informed with that. And I'll do another podcast when I get going. Okay, so it's a pretty short podcast today, this episode. I was hoping to do this on the way, but I'm not on the way yet because I'm just waiting for this little rain to go. I will podcast from the route, though, and I'll let you know how things go on. But let's just apologise now because it's going to be me. I'm not going to be able to arrange any interviews. Hopefully, as I say, I'll do, if I find anybody, meet anybody, I will do some en route and we'll see how we go on. So, hey, listen, tell friends about the Bikepacking Podcast. There's several episodes already up there to listen to. I think this would be episode 12 off the top of my head, and I will keep it running through the summer and into the winter. I've got one or two people lined up to interview, and when I get back from this trip, I'll be badgering a lot more other people. So from your part, if you could subscribe, that helps to keep the visibility of it. If you could comment, if you could contact me and let me know if there's anything you want to talk about, or you want to even come on the podcast yourself. I run the Facebook page Wales Bikepacking, so you can message me directly through there. Have a look at that. And I look forward to hearing you. I look forward to seeing you subscribe, and I look forward to our journey together. I'm going bikepacking in the rain. See ya.